As we age, thoughts of staying physically healthy and financially independent become more important. But for some older adults, mental illness can rob them of a healthy future. As part of our Project Milwaukee series on aging and wellness, WUWM's Susan Bentz talks with older individuals dealing with depression.
I think that when I retired, I wasn't completely ready for the loneliness, the emptiness, being cut off from professional ties, work.
Jane is a proud and private person, but says she'll talk a bit about the depression and anxiety she's faced. It started when she retired from a career in education. She tried to keep busy volunteering, maybe too busy.
So I needed to pay more attention to me and what's going on inside of me. And it did take a crash to do that.
Jane reached out when she hit bottom. That's when the 66-year-old found psychologist Julie Helmrich, who was sitting in her Milwaukee office.
You know, we have a very ageist culture. There's an awful lot of belief that if somebody hits 65, their IQ drops.
Should a person expect to have a certain amount of feeling of loss and, let's say, depression that comes with age, or is that something that people can come out of?
I'm glad you asked that. No, depression is not age normative, and it's treatable. And this is one of the ageisms that is out there, which is that, you know, well, you're old. What do you expect? You're supposed to be depressed.
But Helmrich says the problem is a fair number of older adults don't accept depression as something to be treated. You should be able to get over it and move on.
That's a cohort of people who have a lot to be proud of. And the things they've been able to achieve and accomplish look huge. And my little problem looks little. I should be able to fix it. I think the stigma is still strong.
Helmrich says Jane sees light at the end of her tunnel. They continue to meet regularly, and Jane is doing things like taking college courses she cares about and writing poetry. Across town, social worker Joan Yalanjan shows me a different face of depression. She's paying 71-year-old Janet a visit at her second-floor flat. Each session, on Tuesdays and Fridays, Yalanjan brings coffee. Janet loves her coffee.
I have high blood pressure.
But Janet thinks this one cup won't hurt.
Did you take your medicine? I will.
Settling into her small dining area, we're surrounded by glass cabinets filled with fancy figurines, gifts Janet received when she retired from her 36-year career as an assembly line worker.
I met through work a lot of people because I worked all over the planet.
Gradually, Janet shut those people out. That's a symptom of the relentless depression she's been fighting for years. Yalanjan gently encourages Janet to talk.
How is that feeling? Because it was a little rocky the last couple sessions.
Yeah.
You were starting to feel that loneliness again.
Mm-hmm.
You had that incident last week where you took two pills to sleep when you only needed to take one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So can you talk a little bit about how you're feeling now with that?
I feel better.
Do the holidays kick in some of them?
The holidays are very lonely to me.
How have you dealt with them in the past?
Difficult.
The last couple years, what did you do?
Usually ended up in the hospital because I didn't want to hurt myself.
Okay.
Janet's social worker encourages her to look for the positive and reach out to a sister she's been estranged from for years.
We could go and meet her for lunch if you would like. We could do that.
Anna Lamnari says it can be difficult to work through depression issues with older adults. She's a physician with Wheaton Franciscan Medical Group, specializing in geriatrics.
It takes a little bit of talking to a person to make them understand that this is not an unusual diagnosis. In fact, there are estimates that at least one-third of us at some point in our life will be diagnosed with depression.
Lamnari says when it comes to older folks, some may have been depressed for decades but never sought treatment. Then when losses start piling on later in life, the pain becomes impossible to ignore. So when Lamnari sits down with her patients, she's on the lookout for symptoms.
They lose their sleep, they lose their weight, they just feel no energy. I also look into other possible symptoms of depression, such as loss of interest, loss of taking pleasure in things that usually brought them joy.
Lamnari says the good news is she sees older adults pull out of depression with the right medication, psychotherapy, or both. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WU.